Here with Brody Pryor, Dylan Reed. You guys successfully get that quarterfinal victory over Fremont Mills, 50-12. Brody, let's go ahead and start with you offensively. You guys came out there. What was the approach? You didn't have any runs in there for the first part of the game, but you guys got a couple touchdowns. Kind of go over that approach in the first half offensively.
Oh yeah, we knew coming into the game it's hard to beat a team twice, and we know they got better and we got better, and they'd have us scouted. So we just knew we need to win the line of scrimmage, and that's what we did. And then we just came out and we just executed. We had some miscues. We just stayed with it and stayed composed, and that's what you got to do.
Yeah, everybody talks about your passing offense, but you were able to really hurt them with your legs tonight. Talk about that.
Yeah, my coaching staff, they repping me all week, and it's like, your legs are the key to victory every week, and they're covering pretty well, so I knew I just had to do my job and use my legs, and that's what I did.
Dylan, it was 24-0 at half. I mean, even though it was 24-0, it was a very close game when you got the feel of it. To start off the half, you just took that to the house in 10 seconds, and you made that a 30-point game just like that. So take us through that run. Where did anyone touch you?
I don't think anybody touched me. It's not even really anything on me. I just had to run the ball back. It was the coaching staff, great play design, and everybody did their job. That's really what it came down to. I didget touched until the end zone, where I was high-fiving my guys. So.
Yeah, yardage-wise, it really wasn't that much different, but you guys had some great special teams plays. You had a long one. Micah had a couple of long kickoff routines. You guys shown that kind of all year?
Yeah, we've kind of been drilling that all year. That's in games every at least once or twice a game. We've got those long runs back, but usually we don't let them score, so we only have one kickoff return anyway. But it shows up every game. Special teams are just important in offense and defense, so it's what we got to work on in practice too.
Absolutely.
Brody, Fremont Mills was the closest game you guys had all year coming into it. They ended tonight with the closest game as well. They gave you guys challenges, but what's it mean for the character of your team to just really keep stretching that lead out?
Oh, it just means that we got heart. We were up 24 and we just never got comfortable. That's the worst thing you do is when you get a lead, you get comfortable. And we just kept mosey on down and just controlled the game the whole way.
First trip to the Uni Dome for you guys. It's a great place to play. Just talk about how that's going to feel next week when you step on that carpet.
Oh, it's just unbelievable place. It's an unbelievable place. It's all the work we put in all summer and at practice. And that's just another place. It starts in practice, and it's just a great place to be. We've been traveled up there watching teams, and we knew someday we wanted to make it there, and we did it.
Dylan, even going that further, being a senior yourself, what's it mean to you to get that quarterfinal win?
It means a whole bunch. We've been working at this for 4 years, pretty much. We've built the better team each year, each practice, each day that we play football together. We're getting better as a team, and I feel like we're very deserving of this, and this is where we're supposed to be.
Congratulations, you guys.
Thank you.
Brody Pryor, Dylan Reed, congratulations on that quarterfinal win. We'll see you guys at the Dome.
Yes, thank you very much.
Here's head coach Justin Crook, Woodbine. Big quarterfinal win, 50-12 over Fremont Mills. Coach Crook, that's the closest 50-12 game you'll see, though. Kind of go over where the start of the game was. You guys got a big stop there on a couple first downs from FM, and then you guys turned that into a score. So it was close early on, but you guys came out on top early-wise.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a physical game. Coach Chancellor was going to have those guys ready to play. That's a good group and a good team there. A lot of good players, and they played physical and hard to the end. We knew it was going to be a little bit closer than last time, but we talked to our guys. It's about us, and we're just got to keep coming play after play, and our guys showed up on that. Just keep coming.
Yeah, you had everybody talks about your passing offense, but your quarterback, really, Brody Pryor, really showed off some nice plays with his legs tonight.
Yeah, we're able to count on multiple guys, take what the defense gives us. So if they're trying to take away our pass, we'll run the ball. If they're trying to take away our running back, we'll run with the quarterback. We have a lot of talented guys to be able to spread the ball around. So it makes our offense dynamic.
When it comes to the defense as well, I mean, you guys have been putting up those all year. Like we said when I called you early in the week, 2.3 yards per play. That didn't quite happen tonight, but still a great defensive effort. So talk about them defensively holding the shutout in the first half.
Yeah, our guys are take a lot of pride in their defense, and they play physical. They're gonna fight as long as they're on the field every down, and that showed up a couple different times on some goal line stands in the bend but don't break mentality. But they're locked in and focused, execute to the game plan. They threw a couple wrinkles at us. Our guys were able to adjust and gather to it. Proud of those guys.
Yeah, we talked about your offense, your defense, but then your special teams as well. Did it kind of in all three phases tonight with the big kickoff return.
Yeah, our kickoff return, we don't get a whole lot of them, but we're very effective on them. I think that's our fifth return for a touchdown in like 13 returns on the year or something like that. So we're clipping off touchdowns at a high rate. That unit takes pride in what they do when they get an opportunity. They got a home run threat every time.
They took away, you know, some of your guys' leading threats, you know, held Bloom down a bit, held Micah Morris to not very many yards, but show the character of your team to just keep extending that lead, going with different guys. So you guys, like you said, you touched on the depth of it at all, but just show the character of your team to just keep extending that lead, even though it didn't come as easy as it has all year.
Yeah, our guys aren't worried about stats. They're worried about moving the ball and scoring touchdowns. A complete unit, a team that's got each other's back. So it's just whoever's number's called, they're going to go out and fight for them and look to score the football. So it's nice to be able to lean on those guys to be so selfless on the offensive side of the ball that whatever we call, they're going to go out and execute and get after it.
Yeah, and now you're on to the Uni Dome, but I heard you guys talking after the game. You don't want to be satisfied, obviously. You got some other plans and other goals to make when you get up.
Yeah, I mean, it goes to show tonight, our guys were locked in on this game, not looking ahead. They did the work Sunday through Wednesday. Game plan, practice, great week of practice. Understand what we're trying to do. They watch the film. They're doing everything we're asking of them. So those guys are really locked in on the process. And we've been talking about the next game mentality all year, and this group has been good. They haven't looked ahead one game yet, and that goes to show on at the end score of the way the offense is executing the game plan, and then the way the defense and special teams are playing. They're focused on what's right in front of them, and that's what we look for next week.
I know you're locked in. I know you're already probably ready for that next game, but what's it just mean for a program to say that you did get the quarterfinal win, first one since 1997 you'll be at the semis?
It's big. We've been working towards this. It's unbelievable for our community, our families, these kids. Can't thank my coaching staff enough about all the time they put in and the dedication they give and to be able to mentor these young guys. It's huge for our community. We have great community support. We're looking forward to the trip.
Congratulations, Coach, and good luck up in Cedar Falls.
Coach Justin Crook, Woodbine 50-12 win over Fremont Mills. Congratulations, Coach. Good luck there in semis.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.